Bullshit Jobs. Author, David Graeber. What is a bullshit job? Here is the defining feature of a bullshit job. One so completely pointless that even the person who has to perform it every day cannot convince himself there's a good reason for him to be doing it. He might not be able to admit this to his co-workers. Often there are very good reasons not to do so, but he is convinced the job is pointless nonetheless. What sorts of bullshit jobs are there? My research has revealed 5 basic types of bullshit jobs: flunkies, goons, duct tapers, box tickers, and taskmasters. Flunkies. Flunky jobs are those that exist only or primarily to make someone else look or feel more important. The following account is from Jack, who was hired as a cold caller in a low-level securities trading firm. My job was to call upper-level employees of certain companies, not to sell them stocks, but to offer free research material on a promising company that is about to go public, emphasizing that I was calling on behalf of a broker. The reasoning behind this was that the brokers would seem to the potential client to be more professional if they were so busy making money that they needed an assistant to make this call for them. There was literally no other purpose to this job than to make my neighbor, the broker, appear to be more successful. Goons. This term refers to people whose job have an aggressive element. The most obvious example of this is National Armed Forces. Countries need armies because other countries have armies. If no one had an army, armies would not be needed. But the same can be said of most lobbyists, RP specialists, telemarketers, and corporate lawyers. Also, like literal goons, they have a largely negative impact on society. Duct tapers. Duct tapers are employees whose jobs exist only because of a glitch or fault in the organization, who are there to solve a problem that ought not to exist. The most obvious example of duct tapers is underlings whose job are to undo the damage done by sloppy or incompetent superiors. Box tickers. Box tickers are employees who exist only or primarily to allow an organization to be able to claim it is doing something that in fact it is not doing. The following testimony is from a woman hired to coordinate leisure activities in a care home. Most of my job was to interview residents and fill out a recreation form that listed their preferences. That form was then logged on a computer and promptly forgotten about forever. The interviews mostly annoyed the residents, as they knew it was just bullshit paperwork and no one was going to care about their individual preferences. Taskmasters. Taskmasters fall into 2 subcategories. Type 1 contains those whose role consists entirely of assigning work to others. This work can be considered bullshit if the taskmasters themselves believe that there is no need for their interventions, and that if they were not there, underlings would be perfectly capable carrying on by themselves. Type 2 taskmasters are those whose primary role is to create bullshit tasks for others to do, to supervise bullshit, or even create entirely bullshit jobs. One might also refer to them as bullshit generators. What is it like to have a bullshit job? Bullshit jobs are entire jobs organized around the same principle. You are working, or pretending to work, not for any good reason, at least any good reason that you could think of, but just for the sake of working. The problem with bullshit jobs is that you can't really understand who is forcing you to pretend to work. The company? Society? Some strange confluence of social convention and economic forces that insist no one should be given the means of life without working, even if there is not enough real work to go around. Almost all sources concur that the worst thing about a bullshit job is simply the knowledge that it is bullshit. Much of our sense of being a self, a being discreet from its surrounding environment, comes from the joyful realization that we can have predictable effects on that environment. To take away that joy entirely is to squash a human like a bug. Stress was another theme that popped up regularly. When one's bullshit job requires not just sitting around pretending to work, but actually working on something everyone knows, but can't say is pointless,
the level of ambient tension increases and often causes people to lash out in arbitrary ways. Why are bullshit jobs proliferating? There is every reason to believe that the overall number of bullshit jobs, and even more, the overall percentage of jobs considered bullshit by those who hold them, has been increasing rapidly in recent years. One reason is that under our current economic system, this is precisely what is not supposed to happen, in the same way as the fact that so many people feel so unhappy being paid to do nothing defies our common assumptions about human nature. The fact that so many people are being paid to do nothing in the first place defies all our assumptions about how market economies are supposed to work. Why do we, as a society, not object to the growth of pointless employment? When it comes to our jobs, we expect a job to serve some purpose or have some meaning, and are deeply demoralized if we find it does not. But this leads to a question. If work is not simply a value in itself, in what way is it a value to others? The field of value is always contested territory. People do have a notion of a social value of their work. But our society has reached the point where not only is the social value of work usually in inverse proportion to its economic value, the more one's work benefits others, the less one is likely to be paid for it. Many people have come to accept the situation as morally right. They genuinely believe this is how things ought to be, that we should reward useless or even destructive behavior and effectively punish those whose daily labors make the world a better place. Such work arrangements foster a political landscape rife with hatred and resentment. Those struggling and without work resent the employed. The employed are encouraged to resent the poor and unemployed, who they are constantly told are scroungers and freeloaders. Those trapped in bullshit jobs resent workers who get to do real productive or beneficial labor, and those who do real productive or beneficial labor, underpaid, degraded, and unappreciated, increasingly resent those who they see as monopolizing these few jobs where one can live well while doing something useful, high-minded, or glamorous, who they refer to as the liberal elite. All are united in their loathing for the political class, who they see correctly as corrupt. But the political class, in turn, find these other forms of vacuous hatred extremely convenient, since they distract attention from themselves. Is there anything that can be done about this situation? Basic income might seem like a vast expansion of state power, since presumably it's the government that would be creating and distributing the money. But in fact, it is exactly the reverse. Huge sections of government would be instantly made unnecessary and could be simply closed down. Yes, millions of minor government officials would be thrown out of their current jobs. But they'd all receive basic income too. Whatever they end up doing, they will most certainly be happier than they are now. No doubt a certain proportion of the population of a free society would spend their lives on projects most others would consider pointless. But it's hard to imagine how it would go much over 10 or 20%. Right now, 37 to 40% of workers in rich countries already consider their jobs to be pointless. Roughly half the economy consists of or exists in support of bullshit. And it's not even particularly interesting bullshit. If we let everyone decide for themselves how they were best fit to benefit humanity with no restrictions at all, how could they possibly end up with a distribution of labor more inefficient than the one we already have?